Dude, I would rather get bones to peaches than get my peaches boned.
You're listening to the number one old school RuneScape podcast.
Welcome to Old School RuneScape Weekly. Today is 6 October 2019. I am your host, Nick, and I am joined by Carl.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Carl hasn't said anything but okay the past 7 times I've said something. And okay. Joe.
Hi, guys. Howdy.
Your mic. Your mic's like Steven's mic. Carl, you're not still sick.
What? Yes, I am.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Better go get that checked out, buddy.
Yeah. It's probably cancer. It's not a big deal.
Oh. That means you get to die sooner. Sweet release from this prison.
Yeah.
Thank God.
If I were you guys, I'd be super happy and excited that I'm dying.
No, I'm going to throw a party.
You. I'm talking about in general.
I know you're not talking about me. I'm saying you should be happy.
All right. We'll start off with this week in review. Who wants to go? Joe, you want to go first?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, well, I can go.
You go first, because I didn't have an exciting week.
I didn't have a very exciting week either. I did a bunch of diaries. I did the hard Falador, Karamja, Lumbridge, Mortania, Varrock.
So basically you beat the game is what you're saying.
Well, no, yep. I have all the elite ones, which I go and I look at and I'm like, well, that's a goddamn light year away. But I'm trying to get done with all the hard ones, which in what I've been doing, because I basically have trained runecrafting this week too, because anytime I do a diary, I put all that XP in runecrafting. I'm like, nice. That is some runecrafting I don't
want to do now. Wow, dude, easy escape. Suck.
And then other than that, I did some thieving. I just trained a bunch of like random skills to do things. I need to get my thieving up so that I can do the hard Ardoin diaries.
The hard what?
Is that how it's pronounced now?
Ardoin, Ardoon, Ardugni. Down.
Okay.
Have you seen that video?
You're giving me hard downs.
Wait, have you ever seen that video of the Jagex mods pronouncing the different words in the game? They all pronounce everything differently in the game. And I'm like, okay, so nobody knows how to fucking spell or pronounce
anything. Who created the city? We need to ask them.
We'll look it up. Let's see. Let's see.
That's probably Mod Mark, right? Or wait, no, he didn't create the game. Who created the game? It's like two guys in like 1999.
These are like the brothers, right?
Yeah. The brothers. I can't believe it. I can't remember those guys' names. Hold on, I gotta look it up now. Jagex founder. Gowers. The Gower brothers. That's who it was.
They made the game in my parents. Gower. Yeah, they made the game in their parents' kitchen, right? And they have like computers stuff set up in their kitchen.
I don't remember that. I didn't watch the documentary thing.
Okay. Oh, so you're not a true fan then. Okay, no.
Exactly.
Imagine not watching the documentary.
I'm trying to think any other cool things that I've done this week. No. That was it. Oh, I got bones to peaches. That was cancer.
Yeah. How'd that go?
Like 5 hours getting a spell up. I only use once.
Well, you're gonna use it at God Wars if you go and do God Wars.
Oh, I saw that because like immediately after I got it and I did the diary for Varrock, I was like, okay, what else can I do with this? Because I just did this for like 5 hours.
You can go train Wildy Prayer, and then if somebody's getting ready to kill you and take your bones, you just turn them all to peaches.
Yeah, but what was the... Oh, man. Oh, Wilderness. Yeah, I did the Wilderness Diaries. Got killed doing the medium Wilderness Diaries. Lost 70k.
That's my God. Fault
for risking that much. It's just because, like, I was thinking them all through in my head, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do each one of these individually and take an extra, like, hour running to and from banks each time I complete each individual task. So like, I'm just going to do them all at once, put everything in my inventory. If I die, I die. And I did die right before the last one. So
fucking
almost,
rip.
Almost made it.
Yeah.
Carl, do you remember dying a lot doing the Wilderness Diaries?
I died once fighting the Chaos Ellie and I lost a fire cape.
Oh,
that's the worst. That was the worst thing that happened to me.
God damn.
I
was tanking like a champ though.
I died.
I had like full Derox and everything, but I still died because it was in multi, so you just kind of lose those fights.
Fucking rip.
I knew I was gonna die. I died right at the lava maze because you have to go through the lava maze and use the muddy key at the chest, and. I ran out to the lava maze and I saw the guy just out there, waiting for people to TP in with the burning amulet. I knew that was going to happen like right there. And then I got like ice barraged and I just kept running away from him and eating shark. And he eventually got me while praying mage and then praying ranged and then praying mage.
I'm probably going to end up going for the Diaries in the Wilderness on my Iron Man, on my hardcore, but I'm going to I'm just going to have to be really smart about it. It's going to have to be like 2 in the morning on like a Tuesday.
I don't know, man. That lava maze, that's going to be the hard one, I feel like, because people camp that spot right there where the burning amulet is.
Yeah. We'll try to do that.
And then I would just immediately log out whenever you see a white dot on your mini-map. Because that could be somebody PKing or it could be somebody's scout.
So I saw there was a guy who was he was trying to get a dragon pickaxe on his hardcore, and he actually was killing Callisto on his hardcore Iron Man. He had like 200 to 300 Callisto KC.
That man's got some balls.
Yeah, well, yeah. He had like 3 friends who would sit out there and scout the entire area around him, and so if they saw anything, he would log out because
out if you're in combat with a bear.
So the way he was safe spotting it, he actually wasn't like being attacked by it. He was like flinching it almost.
Oh.
So he was able to log out instantaneously if he had to.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool.
We'll scout it out for you whenever you're doing the diaries. Let me know. I'll be there ready to
Hell yeah.
Help you
Carl was scouting out KBD for me a couple times.
Yeah, so. People are pretty nasty right outside KBD there.
That's why
somebody asked on the CC like who's the first boss to fight, and somebody said KBD, and I was like, yeah, KBD is like an easy first boss or whatever to fight. I was like, man, if it's your first boss and then you probably are just gonna go get a burning amulet TP right there and then get killed immediately and be like, wow, I never want a boss again.
Nah, dude, Dagonith Kings, or at least Dagonith Rex, that was pretty easy. Like when I was doing that on stream a couple times, that shit was so it was boring as fuck. Like, don't get me wrong there, but it's definitely like one of the easiest bosses in the game. Just like safe spotting it and not doing anything else.
That's what I was thinking. That doing that or like a quest boss or giant mole or something like that.
I heard Kraken's pretty easy too.
Kraken's the easiest boss in the game, but you need 87 Slayer, something like that.
Read it.
Yeah, it's rough.
Were you here? Jad's my current Slayer task. I might do it right after the show. Just go
and easy.
Fight Jad.
Go get the pet. Yeah. Baby Jed.
Dude, how awesome would it be? My second kill on Jed. I get the pet.
I think, isn't it on test? The pet's like a lot more.
It's like 1 in 100, I think.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's like terrible odds.
Yeah, you have a pretty good chance of getting it on task.
The Scatizo pet is like 1 in 80 or something.
And I have like 30 kills there, no pet.
Rip.
Yeah.
I guess you next then, Joe.
What did you do this week? I worked a lot of OT. I worked like 58 hours this week, so that was fun. And then I was trying to like keep up on that competition, but I just couldn't.
Oh my god, there's no way to keep up on that competition. Nah,
there was no way. I could not keep up. Like, I got a good amount of XP, but there was no possible way I was going to keep up with the top three people on that competition that we'll talk about later. But whenever I could, I would try to train up the fire making, but I could not keep up. And then I knocked out some of the quests for Fairy Tail Part 1, so I could go ahead and knock that quest out this week, probably tonight sometime. And then, so that way I can have fairy rings, so I can quit being a pleb and having to use teleports where I also have to run like halfway across the map to get where I want to be. Mm-hmm. So that was all I really did this week, though. Not too much. I'm training some agility right now, you know, for old time's sake.
Nice.
Is it just because it's like mindless for you?
Where are you doing it at? I'm doing Canifus because that's the best one for now for me.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you... that is the best one for you. I was trying to think, like... I was thinking you were still playing on your main, and I was like, wait, really? Canis the best you can
do? Nah, bro.
What about you, Carl? I know you've been really busy this week. Were you able to get anything fun done?
I got one hunter level.
Hell yeah! successful weeks. Yeah, successful. Nice.
What do you do to get the one level?
A herbivore.
That's the hunter pet, right? Is the herb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The herbie derby. You
know, next show we should do like a pet.
A herbivore episode. Competition.
Oh, a herbivore competition. So Zazzy brought up doing bossing. I ended up doing like a bossing kill count competition and have like a high and low level part of the competition. Like high levels can do this, low levels can do this.
But that would be unfair because like wouldn't you just start with what you have already on the boss?
Like yeah, so that's what I was thinking. Like I'm trying to find some kind of like leaderboard or something where we can beforehand pull up somebody's kill count.
I mean, I can have integrity after. And like tell you my kill count before the competition.
Yeah, we could do like exclamation point KC and then like just to get like an accurate KC for what boss they're killing.
Does that?
I mean, if someone really wanted to cheat, then fuck them.
Right?
Like, that's not a big deal. Like, I don't know why you'd go out of your way to cheat in a competition like this, but.
Well, yeah, whatever. But just think of it like. Let's say you go out of your way and you win the competition. Like, you want to also be able to show, like, yes, I legitimately got this. You don't want, like, the second guy thinking, like, you cheated or whatever. Like, you just want... You don't want it to be, like, an integrity-based competition, because even if everybody tells the truth, like, there'll be people that think that somebody's not telling the truth.
Right. Yeah. So that's why the boss one isn't a good idea.
Well, yeah. I was thinking, does the bot channel, if it actually works, does it do KC?
No, I don't think so. Well, maybe, I don't think so.
We could do like a, like get everyone's Barrows KC or something and then like try to do like a Barrows competition. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool, maybe. I don't know. Be kind of hard to track, like you're saying.
Yeah, another way that I was thinking is like, I sign in and then they do the... exclamation mark KC in the clan chat, and then I can like verify, okay, this is your starting amount, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it would work, but we would just have to I guess give them a time limit and then come back later on and have them do it again.
Yeah. Well, this one we'd have to give, like, more of an advance if we did it that way, where, like, everybody's got, like, a week to be able to, like, hey, send me your, like, pre-KC. But even then, you know, if somebody sends me their kill count on Friday, and then the competition starts Sunday, you know, they could get, like, 100 kills in that time. And,
yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be kind of a pain, man.
Yeah, it is kind of a pain to track. But I do really want to do that, because that one sounds like a lot of fun, because him and I were talking about it, and if you have, like, a bossing competition like that, a lot of people will, like, be more inclined to boss together, like, throughout the week and, like, help each other out with the boss and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, that would be a really fun community thing. So I want to find a way to make it work, but, yeah. I guess we can move on to polls, news, and updates, unless you guys got anything to add.
No, I don't. I mean,
unless you want to hear more about how I didn't get anything done this week on RuneScape.
You got one hunter level, and you're in like the higher 80s, right?
Of hunter. I just hit 81 hunter.
See? And
that's my lowest skill.
I know. That's what I'm saying, but still, like, one level.
My next lowest skill is 89 herb lore.
Oof. Do it.
Isn't that exactly what you need for a diary? I forget which one. Is it the Karamsha diary? Do you need, like, 89 herb lore or something?
I don't remember. I know 90 is required for the Varrock Elite.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
But there, there is one for Karamsha, I don't remember. I think it's, like, 88, maybe?
Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
We can move on into the old school RuneScape Twisted League. I'm actually really excited for this. Gosh, there's so much like new account creating stuff coming out with like the group Iron Man and this that I'm like, man, you know, what am I going to do on my main while all this other shit's going on?
What's Twisted League again?
So, I've watched like a few videos on it, but essentially what Twisted League is a landlocked Iron Man
like
new feature. So think of like, you know how Iron Men have their own leaderboard?
Yeah.
So this would create a new leaderboard for a landlocked account, and this one specifically in rent.
But doesn't that devalue current landlock accounts that are unofficial?
So yeah. It looks like this one just says it's the Karen and Kebos region. So like Swampletics is safe until he's done. Okay. They wouldn't want to devalue Swampletics, so they're gonna let him finish TOB first, and then they'll devalue.
And then they'll devalue him. Yep. After he beats the game, of course.
So, how this one will work is, it's Karendon Kabos locked. The respawn location is set to Karen Castle, ports aside from the one that takes you from one end of Karend and Kabos to the other will not work. All teleports will only work if the destination is within Karend and Kabos. The ancient and lunar spellbooks will not be accessible. All clues obtained will only have steps that can be completed within Karend and Kabos.
What?
I think that's kind of broken.
That was the part that I was like, man, that's a little.
No, it's fine because it's like a separate leaderboard, so it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they have to do that to make it like actually something people want to play, because like even with all the hours that Swampletics like has been putting in, he has not been able to finish a single clue. So that would
be like, well, the chances of him being able to are very, very low.
Yeah. No one wants to put in like 6,000 hours for like fucking chaos runes or something. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
And not only that, like, you would just, nobody would ever be able to get a clue, so stuff that are, like, clue specific, you would just never, like, you'd have to forfeit. There's no way you'd ever get those items.
Unless you got 99 hunter and barehanded lucky implings, which that should not be meta.
I mean, that's what Settled is doing.
Yeah, well, he did. That's what he did. He got his RCB, I think.
Yeah, he did. It was I don't remember the kill count, but
yeah, but like that shouldn't be meta, because like if you have accounts specifically locked to that area, good luck on actually finding lucky implings. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I guess that's also kind of overpowered and broken, because like, you can get insanely lucky with a clue, and then your Iron Man is just, like, set.
Mm-hmm.
And this just makes it more likely that you'll get lucky with a clue, but
that's pretty cool, though.
And then Iron Man, Iron Woman mode with accelerated XP rates. You'll will be set as an Iron Man or Iron Woman upon account creation. This is not changeable. No trading will take place. Shops will have increased supplies and accelerated restocking rates to accommodate the number of Iron Men and Iron Women players on Corrend and Kaivos. There will be accelerated XP raids throughout the entire league. The fun thing about this is Corrend is finally not going to be completely fucking empty all the time.
We're going to see all there. So I wonder what their helmet's going to look like.
It's going to be green. I don't know.
Is it? Yeah, I wonder. Oh, that's a good question. That was a question that somebody had. Purple.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be.
Cool. I'm just guessing.
But what if you could align yourself with a different house and your helmet is the color of the house? So, like, if it's Hasidius, your helmet would be green. If it was like Arceus, it'd be blue. You know what I'm saying? That'd be neat.
Yeah, that would be neat. And then starting. So this was the part that I thought was cool, because normally landlock accounts have the problem of not being able to train specific skills because of Druidic Witch Roll and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. But now you're starting at level 3 Herb Lore. You're starting at level 15 Agility. And then it automatically has you complete the Druidic Ritual, Dragon Slayer, and Rune Mysteries quest.
Whoa.
Easy. So if you automatically complete that, do you get the XP for Dragon Slayer? Probably not.
Yeah, I'd assume probably not. It's probably just so that you have that, like...
So you can wear Rune Plate Body.
Yeah. Because you get level 3 Herb Lore after you complete Druidic Ritual. So I assume that they're giving you level 3 Herb Lore, because I'm pretty sure the first potion you can make is at level 3.
I'm assuming this is being pulled, though, right? I think so.
I assume so. I mean, I'm gonna vote yes on this. This looks like a lot of fun, and I mean, it's not. Nobody can add things to the game. You have to always be an Iron Man with this account. So even though it has increased rates of things, it's not like you'll be able to get all that stuff and then switch your account over. Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with this, and it looks like fun.
Yeah, but couldn't you like drop trade other accounts? Like non-irons?
They should just make it to where if you drop it, it disappears.
Yeah.
That's probably what they're going to do. I assume that they're like, they haven't completely forgotten that fact. But yeah, so here's, so the tasks, this is where like the leaderboard for these specific tasks are. Skilling test, steal a Golanova fruit top. Medium, enter the woodcutting guild. Hard, cast resurrect crops. Elite, check the health of a redwood tree. Master, obtain a skilling pet.
Jesus Christ. So these are hard, because if you look at the last one, that's nuts.
I wonder what would be the fastest skilling pet in Corrend. Probably the woodcutting, or, yeah.
Yeah, you could get the woodcutting guild, probably. Yeah.
Or maybe thieving?
Oh, runecrafting, can't forget that, because that's... Well, maybe, because you'd have to get 77 before you could even do, like, the easy runecrafting method.
Yeah. PVM tasks, easy, complete a jelly task, medium, one Skatizo kill, hard, equip a dragon warhammer, elite, complete 250 chambers of Zarak runs, master, metamorphize... the omelet?
That's fucking ridiculous. So, you understand like what that means? They want you to...
No, I don't know what that means at all.
So, they want you to... Wait. Do you not really know what that means?
I don't know what that means at all, really.
Okay. So, basically, that means they want you to do 250 raids, but they also want you to get the pet from the raids, and then they want you to do hard mode raids to get this dust to be able to turn your... pet you got from raids into another pet.
Is that what the metamorphize is?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I got the 250 chambers of Zarax runs. I didn't understand what metamorphize
the whole is. Basically, you have to do like a hard mode version of the raid that's like, I guess it's just harder, or you have to do it within like a time, and then you have a chance of getting like this dust that will turn your omelet, which is that fucking dragon pet, into like one of the other pets within, or one of the other bosses within the raid. So that's kind of like people were saying, like, that's like a ridiculous test. It's going to take forever to get done. Because there are people who are like super, super dry on that metamorphosis dust or whatever the fuck they call it. Yeah, that shit was ridiculous.
Oh, this whole thing screams ridiculous. The other tasks, easy. Complete the client Karen quest. That is insanely easy. Complete the In Search of Knowledge mini quest. Hard. Plant 100 Bulagano seeds. Elite. Karendan Kabos elite diary tasks. That's insane. But here, master, 2277 total level, basically max.
They want you to max. It's max total level. They want you to max. That's fucking crazy,
dude. Some people have time to do that. That's what's really crazy.
Yeah, dude. Holy
shit.
Guarantee, like, the first, like, 4 months, 4 or 5 months, somebody will be max.
Guarantee. Yeah, I guarantee it as well.
They want the leaderboard status.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know, like, how people find the time. Man, there's got to be multiple people playing from one account.
Well, those accounts will definitely be banned in this game mode. Those people will 100% be banned. Like,
there's a way around, like, account sharing and getting away with it, though.
Yeah, I feel like probably the team viewer. What I was about to say is, like, well, or
also VPNs.
A VPN. Like, if all of you connect to your account through some, like, central internet point, there's absolutely no way. If you all live in the same house, there's no fucking way to get caught.
Well, I mean, unless you're playing 24 hours a day. I mean, no one, like, no real person can play for 36 hours straight.
Or make Mr. it so Nosley. That your account plays, like, 19 hours.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Make Mr. it so your account Nosley plays does. 19 hours a day. You'll still, I guarantee, be able to, like, place insanely fast.
The only thing I'm going to place is my head in my pillow when I go to sleep.
Yeah, when I go to sleep for
thinking about
a reasonable amount of time.
Cringy it is that people play that long.
It's nuts, bro. I mean, like, I think the most I've played in one day is probably about, like, 13 to 14 hours. And that was, like, back when I was grinding on RS3 for, like, 99 attack, strength, and defense.
That was far, the longest that I played of OSRS was I got 6-hour log twice back-to-back training Slayer.
Wow, I didn't know you liked Slayer that much.
To do Monkey Madness, too. Well, no, it was just Saturday. I woke up super early, was like, all right, gonna do Slayer. And then did it. And then got, like, 90% of it done that one day. What I had to do for Monkey Madness too.
Yeah.
Rewards will be tiered to ensure players that do participate are rewarded for the effort they put into the league. These unique rewards will be obtainable by placing in the following tiers. Bronze, minimum point threshold. Iron, top 80%. Steel, top 60. Mithril, top 40. Adamant, top 20. Rune, top 5. And then Dragon, top 1. Rewards gained will fall under two categories, League to League and Main Game. What'd you say?
Imagine being a Challenger tier Iron Man.
Dude, I couldn't imagine that.
That'd be so fucked.
I'm Dragon. I'm part of the top 1% of the Twisted
Dragon. Maybe that'll... Okay, so here's an idea. Mm-hmm. So maybe that'll change the color of your helmet, right? So, like, for the next season. So, like, if you're a higher tier, like, you'll have, like, this different, like, dragon helmet or something. That'd be nuts.
That would be nuts. Do you know what makes this even more nuts is the more, like, places they add, you know, like, adding in Mauritania, Varrock, Lumbridge, Falador, whatever, however they do it, the desert. The leagues are going to get smaller, if that makes any sense. So that actually kind of makes it cooler once they, you know, have, let's say they have 20 different places or 20 different kind of leagues in. They'll be a little bit smaller and it'll be easier for you to, like, hey, I'm part of the top 200 of this leaderboard or something like that, you know. Whereas now it's, like, impossible for me to become part of the top 200 of any leaderboard.
Yeah, that'd be nuts. If they did, like, a Karamja one, I might do Karamja, but with Group Iron Man coming out, I don't know if I want to play fucking three accounts.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I do want to do this one, And then I do want to do group Iron Man, and then I always want to work on my main somehow. So I don't know. I guess I'll just be AFKing something on my main.
Yeah, just go for like 200 mil fletching or something.
Yeah, looks like it's gonna be pretty fun.
Yeah, dude.
Rewards down there, but for time's sake,
we'll talk about those in the next one. Which polls pass or not.
Yeah. And then the reveals. OSRS reveals Mauritania expansion clans in group Iron Man. We'll skip over the Mauritania expansion because they added in a new post going into more detail. But have you guys read about the clan system at all? I completely skipped over that and went straight to group Iron Man.
I completely skipped it. I just looked at the group Iron Man.
I didn't read it either.
So here are the features of the new clan system. New clan ranks and permissions. You'll be able to customize access to the chat channels, organize your clan structure according to your liking. More chat channels. You'll be able to remain in your clan's chat channel whilst guesting in another clan and staying in contact with your friends in your friend's chat channel. Then there's clan broadcast messages. Communicate with your clan in-game. Rally the troops with a moment's notice. Notice board, share key information, customizable recruitment boards, advertise and grow your clan with greater ease than ever before. This is actually pretty sick. I can't believe I didn't read about this at all. This is pretty nice. Let's make our clan nicer. Our clan's growing.
Hell yeah, it is. I mean, we got a buttload of people online right now.
Yeah, every time I come in, there's always like somebody I haven't seen before.
Yeah. We have to kind of get better at just, like, giving people ranks.
Right now, everybody should have it. I've given at least 20 people rank this week. At least.
Yeah, dang.
At least, which means it could be 50.
Yeah, or 19, so you don't know.
No, at least. So
oh, shit.
It could be 21.
Yeah, you didn't say at most, you said at least.
Yeah.
Fuck!
And then there's group Iron Man. They didn't actually like give too much information of how it works, but essentially it's going to work alongside the new clan system.
You're going to be Iron Man in a group. That's how it works.
Yep. And you will all start from the beginning, be able to trade with each other, and have your own different high scores table.
And
you can
lit.
Even have like a high scores among your group. So that's pretty nice.
I actually saw a meme. I'm not sure if you have it on here. Mm. No. Okay, so there was a meme with it, and it was a you know that there's the meme with the bear with the big old, it's like a teddy bear. It's got a big old body and a small head, and it's like, mom said it's my turn to, you know, do this. Mm-hmm. And so it's the guy, it's the bear with the Iron Man symbol on it, and it says, mom said it's my turn to use the Dragon Warhammer.
That's pretty good.
That's a bit funny.
I do feel like most of what I'll probably be doing in this, honestly, will be just like AFKing some gathering skill. And then just being like, here you go, guys. Here's a bunch of, I don't know, wood and fish.
My face when Winter Todd is still probably going to be the best start, but you're just going to get all the loot times 5.
Oh, fuck. That would be insane.
Like, then you can, like, pool resources and be like, okay, well, we'll give all the ore to Carl because Carl will be our smither. And then, boom, Carl gets, you know, 80 smithing. And then he can make all of our, you know, all of our stuff.
Well, I thought that would be.
I can make you Bandos armor.
Yeah, Fletch.
What would suck is, like, you start doing it, and then just one person in your group just is done. Like, I'm not doing this anymore. And then you're kind of, like, screwed up.
Yeah. And that's what I was talking about, like, for when we make our group, we'll make sure we get someone who, like, plays a good amount.
Well, I think, like, for our group, it should just be us three so we can all, like, you know, talk about it each on the show, but I don't know. Maybe add in other people. Maybe I'm being a little too explicit.
We'll talk about it off podcast.
Yeah. But the groups look like a lot of fun, but I don't think it's gonna be out for a long time.
For what I was seeing though, is it's like So you can always add people, so like new accounts, I guess, can join.
Okay.
But like, yeah, no one can leave. Like once you're in there, you cannot separate yourself from your group.
Oh, I don't like that.
The reason that it's I don't like that either. It should be like a thing where like if they're inactive, right? Like if they don't log in for like 4 or 5 months, boom, you can kick them. But the reason they don't want them to is because they don't want people to like get an advantage in a bigger group and then move down to a smaller group and try to have an advantage that way, I guess. Or like say someone gets real sweaty and makes a group of Ironmen. They play all five by themselves and they just use those five to feed one. And then once they get everything they need, like banked XP wise, drop down into like a regular Ironman bracket.
See what I'm saying? I get that. I just think that you should be able to kick people and then like let's say they remain as
a group Ironman, but they're not in a group.
Yeah, they can keep their Ironman account or whatever on their own. But like, and I think there should be some rule where like they have to be inactive for 6 months. That way, like, some guy on the group isn't just like, "I hate you," and then just like kicks the guy. And then you know you've been working on this account with these people for 2 years. You know.
Yeah. Or maybe like a voting system. Like, yeah, you'd have to vote the person out.
Yeah.
Dude, could you imagine getting kicked out of your group? That would be so stupid. I would actually quit RuneScape.
That would be AIDS. We'll see. I'm sure they'll come up with a good... they could just say, like, you know, user beware. Like, if you get into a group with someone with a group that you know isn't going to be full of a bunch of idiots. You know what I mean?
I think no matter what, for no reason. You should have, like, some time limit set to it. Like, if the account's not logging in and it... After 6 months, you can kick them. So that way, like, even if you do piss off all your friends, but you're still actively contributing, they can't just be like, "We don't like you anymore," and then kick you.
Yeah.
Then we can move on into the Mauritania expansion. So they're adding in a new quest. It's going to be called Sins of the Father. I guess it's a continuation of the Myrick quest series. But I don't know if Darkmire is a new place. I think that it is, because I don't remember seeing that on the map at all. Do you guys?
I'm pretty sure. I think it's there. It was kind of like Priftinus. It's there, but you can't get into it.
Okay. But it's like that's an empty plot of land. City that you get access to once you complete the quest.
Hell yeah, dude. Another city I won't be able to go to. Fuck yeah.
And the requirements, they put the requirements for the quest. Here it is. You need to do A Taste of Hope, Vampire Slayer, and the skill requirements are 62 woodcutting, 60 fletching, 56 crafting, 52 agility, 50 attack, 50 slayer, and 49 magic.
Oh, I'll be able to do that. Okay, that's not too bad.
They haven't said what kind of quest it is, although based on that, I assume it's a master quest, based on those skill requirements, because that didn't look like a grandmaster quest requirements to me.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, because usually a grandmaster has, like, at least some requirements in, like, the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's a lot of skill requirements. A Taste of Hope. I don't remember that quest at all.
A Taste of Hope?
Nope.
No. I done so many fucking quests. I can't remember what A Taste of Hope is. A Taste of Hope is a quest in the Myrick quest series that follows on from Darkness of Hollowvale. Oh, okay. This is the Theater of Blood one.
Oh.
Where you fight that vampire in the hall area.
Spoilers.
Yeah, I was going to do that quest, but now I don't think I will.
Yeah, you spoiled it for me. Now I know the plot.
It was a pretty shitty quest. That's all I remember from it. Especially for it being a new one. It was pretty uninteresting. And then they have a bunch of the art for the different vampires.
That shit's spooky, goddammit. God damn, the thing is creepy looking.
They should add a bunch of jump scares and shit. The really sick thing. Have you looked at the agility? Why can't I the graceful outfit?
Oh, it's black graceful.
Yeah,
they're adding it finally.
Yeah,
black and red graceful. Holy shit, that looks sick as hell.
I'm gonna get it, except I'm gonna keep my current graceful because I spent a lot of time getting it. It's the Brimhaven graceful set.
Yeah, I remember. You ran by me or something like that.
So I'm just gonna have two sets of graceful basically.
Once a player enters the sepulcher, is that how that's pronounced?
What'd you say?
Sepulcher, is that how that's pronounced?
Sepulcher. It's kind of
sounds okay.
Yeah. It's like a Holy Spirit, isn't it?
Sepulcher.
Yeah, sepulcher.
Yeah, sepulcher.
They will be given a limited amount of time to raid the crypt. The crypt will be filled with tombs that players can search to steal items from. Items will be randomly chosen from a new loot table with a rare chance of obtaining a hallowed mark. Players will also earn agility experience for avoiding the various traps in the area. Wait, is this a whole new outfit?
I don't know, but level 5 requires 92 agility, so it looks like I need to do some agility.
Hell yeah. I'm doing that shit. I'm going to start grinding that now. By the time this quest comes out, I might have it.
Wait.
Probably.
Is this a whole new... I'm assuming that this is a recoloring of the graceful outfit. Just the thing that confuses me is that it's not called like tokens or something like that. It's like its own mark. So I don't know if that was like hinting that these are like their own outfit.
It but might be.
It's going to be similar to Pyramid Plunder. Access to the next level via the previous one, and the agility requirements are 52 for level 1, level 2, 62, level 3, 72, level 4, 82, and level 5,
92. Hmm. Easy fucking game, dude. So this might be like a... This might be like a XP boost type like thing that you get. Oh. Kind of like the Lumberjack outfit or something, you know what I'm saying?
That would be sick.
So maybe once you unlock it, you can actually like color your graceful that color.
That'd be nice. Then there's the Nightmare of Ashahama. I'm gonna assume that's how that's pronounced. Carl sent the video. I don't know if you saw that, Joe. The video with Ash.
Let me see. Oh yeah.
But yeah, it's a whole new area with sirens. And that's really like all they've kind of said about it is like it's a new area that's like an island with sirens on it, and yeah, it'll be aimed at a small to large groups. This new group boss will have a similar playstyle to Court Beast, and be both challenging and accessible. The Nightmare is expected to be released earlier than Sins of the Father in the Darkmire City. So this, even though they gave more information for those other two things, this is supposed to come out before those.
So they're finally gonna add the divine sigil, and it'll be under this boss. It's like, well, since you guys said no to it, we're just gonna add it to the drop table of this boss.
Regardless of the outcome,
that'd be fucking fun. Yeah, regardless of the outcome, we're adding the divine sigil.
What? The next thing is a message about unofficial clients.
Oh, God.
So, to sum up the post, essentially, they talked about the history of unofficial third-party clients. And essentially, they didn't call them out, but because of OS Buddies, like new things that they added, they're finally going to take a stance on things of features they will and will not allow. So I don't know... If you get banned, like, I assume that OS Buddy and Runelite Plus still have these features. on the client. Like, they probably haven't taken the time to remove them yet.
Yeah, so
I'm still there.
I know that. Wait, you said demonic grills are still there?
The feature?
Yeah. They removed it. They removed it off Rune Light. Yeah, they removed demonic grill, the plugin off Rune Light. Unless you haven't closed your Rune Light yet.
No, yeah. I must have missed that.
I don't know if OS Buddy and Rune Light Plus have removed, like, I think Rune Light Plus is the one that has the Zolra. I don't know if they have Vorkath. And then the blackjacking and construction and shit's on OS Buddy. But essentially, here are the features that they've are removing from third-party clients, or are saying like you can get banned for doing this or using a third-party client that has these. Features that will allow you to engage in blackjacking NPC with fewer clicks, interact with altars with fewer clicks, interact with construction hotspots with fewer clicks, interact with logs with fewer clicks, like for burning. Features that will tell you where Vorkath's attacks might land. I didn't know that was even a thing until like I read that, and I was like, God damn, that would have made like fighting Vorkath a hell of a lot easier.
Back when it was legal.
Yeah. Tell you where to stand to avoid Zolra's attacks and what protection prayers to activate, and tell you what the next demonic gorilla attacks will be. Because the plugin shows like two different things, right? Like, because it's always like a 50-50 what the next attack's gonna be.
It right? shows you what their attack is and then what they're praying.
Okay.
But that what they're praying is normal. You normally see that.
That shit made that shit so easy.
Mm-hmm. The other things that I think they should add to this list are like, obviously all the other bosses like Jad and shit. I don't really know any other like super OP features other than the ones that help you with bossing, make it like easy escape. We'll get into it later, but somebody in the forum said that they should get rid of, you know how like items on the ground, like it displays what items are on the ground?
Yeah.
They should get rid of that. That's overpowered, which I agree with, but like I think they should just make that a feature now. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you think, Joe?
So wait, what was it? Sorry.
Getting rid of the you know how like items, if you have like Rune Light or OS Buddy, it'll show what items you have at the.
Yeah, they just need to add that shit, dude. Like, nobody wants to fucking right click a pile of garbage to try to find something good. Like. Yeah. Let's just be real. They just need to add that into the game.
Yeah,
but they don't want to spend the time or money to update their client. So then they have to have third-party people do it. And then they want to tell us we can't use third-party clients. Eat my butt.
However, we don't want players to be left in constant fear of possible bans. So we'll give advance warning if any additional features are being considered for the list. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how would they even know if you're using a plugin?
They can't. And that was the big controversy. Like, so they put this message out, and a lot of people were saying, like, okay, so here's our official message. It's exactly what you already knew. You know what I'm saying? It's exactly what you guys knew our stance was already was. And that there's no way, like the Demonic Gorilla plugin, there's no way that they're going to be able to track if you're using that because it's an overlay. It's not like it injects anything into the game.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of, like, in the clan chat, people were arguing about it, and people on Reddit were arguing about it. Like, use it. If you get a warning or you get banned, it's not going to be, like, a permanent ban, and then you'll know if it's safe or not. You know what I'm saying? But apparently, like, prices on nights have already gone up because of the stuff being removed. They went up, like, 5 mil.
Wait, what went up, like, 5 mil?
The Zenite jewelry. The Zenite shards went up like 5 mil or something, like right after they removed the plugin from Rune Light. Up
like 2.8 mil, but yeah.
Well, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I saw my 5 mil. I don't know if this had anything to do with that. I just happened to notice it, but my blowpipe went up like almost 0.5 mil.
Hell yeah, dude. I can't wait till fucking learn Zolra. Oh my god, it's gonna be so fun.
I don't know if it's related to that. I just noticed that my pipe used to be like 3.8 mil when I would look at it, and it was like 4 point something mil. And I was like, huh, that's interesting.
I mean, that might be related if it's...
That's an expensive pipe.
Yeah, dude. That weed.
You know me, I only have expensive pipes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck that cheap shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I saw this hilarious meme where it was this guy has this like 10-foot long bong, and he's like taking a rip from it, and his sister is lighting it, and the dad like walks up or it is like standing there like watching this go on and like drinking coffee. He's like, what does he say? He says something like, "Excuse my ignorance, but like do you really have to do the work?" Or no, here's what he says: "Excuse my ignorance, can't you just smoke it?"
Yikes. Nice meme.
We move on into forming community submissions. As like more shit comes out about what we talked about, because it's a lot of cool stuff, but like not a lot of detail about them. We'll talk about it more. But the next one is Basilisk Knight updates. So basically, the Basilisk Knights got buffed. So the Basilisk Knight update is disgusting. For reference, the Knights level 60 Slayer now have double the HP of Abbey Demons. They also have a max hit of 20, while Abbey Demons' max hit isn't close to that. And I guess people are insanely upset about them being buffed. I guess
yeah, dude. Well,
kill before?
No, dude. It's a level 60 Slayer requirement. So like, there was a guy with max gear that says like it was taking him so long to kill these things, man. Like yeah. He was max stats, max gear, max strength gear, and it was taking him forever to kill. Like Sentinels have more health than I want to say it was like. General Gerardo or something. It was like retarded. And they buffed them because you get a best in slot helmet from it. But it doesn't make sense because the best in slot helmet used to be the Neat, the Neat's not the one, and you got that from a quest. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it, yeah. That's why people are mad because they released this content. A couple maxed people on Twitter complained about it being too easy, and then they just buffed it. They're just like, yeah, we'll just make everything, give everything a lot of health and a new mechanic. What?
They probably were saying that it was too easy because they got the jaw on like 2 kill count.
Yeah, like, oh, this was too easy. Go ahead, now that I have the jaw, go ahead
and buff it
so I can sell it for more.
Like, okay, I got it. I read a little bit more about it. I haven't really fought the Basilisk Knights. I mean, this makes me wish that I did it before the buff. / nerf, whatever you want to call it. A buff to them, but a nerf to us.
People are saying insane. People are saying that like a task of like 150 basilisks now is takes them like 3 to 4 hours, and it should not take that should not take that long.
Yeah, because this is another thing that people have to think about. Well, I guess it's because everybody's bringing up the jaw or whatever. You know, like a best in slot item or whatever should take longer than that. But as you brought up, like the helm, you got from just doing the quest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure you can buy a helm on the GE. Like if you lose your helm, you can buy
it's
one
like
30K. On the GE. Yeah. It's like 30 or 40K or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is stupid. And it almost kind of makes me wish they made the jaw untradeable.
And yeah, I agree. Actually,
that's crazy.
Because I feel like we wouldn't have this problem if the jaw was untradeable. And then just
honestly, you know what they should do to eliminate botting? Just make everything in the game untradeable.
Hell yeah!
You have to play the game in order to play the game, and you
I'm
can't.
Having, I'm having trade. Flashbacks of the yeah. trading restrictions.
That's immediately what I thought back to the wilderness.
I mean,
and trading changes.
That's really the only way Yikes. They can stop modding. If you want a surefire solution, that's it.
No trading. No. Well, that there was like a trade limit, like you could trade a certain amount or something like that.
Well, yeah, see, I'm not going to be that cancer. I'm just saying get rid of trading altogether.
They'll still be modding, though, because like, then you'd have to get rid of the leaderboards and get rid of like levels in general. Like, don't let anybody know.
You know what they should do? They should just make single player RuneScape. So you can play it offline, like, and you don't see anyone else.
Dude, just turn on Entity Hider on a rune light.
I do. Yeah, but people can still see you if you do that.
Dude, then just turn on.
I don't want anyone to see me playing the game.
I don't want anybody to message me while I'm playing.
Yeah, don't exactly. Look at me.
Don't look at me.
Because when they see my gear, they want to scam me, and I don't like that.
They want to trim my armor.
Oh, Carl loved the next meme. Next one is, I've lost 3 spades today. And then the meme goes, me, drop spade, amulet of glory 1, and 3 meat pies on death. 4 man wildy clan, and it's this guy making a cum face. And the load size for the dryer or washer is large.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, good meme!
Dude, they're gonna split that 20k that they got from the, Jesus fuck.
Dude, PKers go hard for, like, spades, honestly.
Like, honestly, people are just out there to kill, to be honest. They're not even there for loot anymore.
No.
They're just there to, like, kill you and like, want you to be mad at them.
Well, what was it? There was, the very first wilderness task that I did. I pulled the lever, and then there's a guy right there. I wasn't too worried about, like, scouting it out beforehand, just because I only had 3 gold bars and a hammer in my inventory, and 7,500 gold to get into the resource area. And so, the guy starts ice barraging me until he blocked me. And I said something like, I'm doing diary, and then he had me trade him the gold bars and the hammer, like, to show, and then he let me go. I was like, okay.
Dude, that wouldn't have worked if you were an Iron Man.
Wait, but you were naked, right?
Yeah, I was naked.
So he still attacked you even when you were naked. What an idiot.
Yep.
What an absolute
I didn't
retard.
Even have, like, normally I have... Boots of Lightness and the spottier cape on. Yeah, but I didn't even have that on. Like, I literally had.
I wouldn't
on.
Bring anything. Don't give them anything when you.
Dude,
don't.
maybe they think you're carrying like a hidden treasure or something. Like, dude, what if he's got a
sitting? Carrying his cash deck on him.
Yeah. Dude, what if he's got a whole inventory for a bandos? Dude, let's kill him.
I have.
Next
I have
time
to
I
go
in the world.
More...
What? Good.
Oh, I was just going to say, I have to go get more Boots of Lightness. I've run out. I had 7 in my bank. Now I have 0 because of all the times that I've died in the wilderness.
RIP. I was just going to say, next time I go in the wildy, I'm just going to bring an item infested with malware, so when they kill me, their computer gets a virus.
I'm going to some IP tracker.
If there's a way to do it, I would definitely do it, honestly.
I wish, I wish I could alk my bones before they dropped on the ground, so that way when they
just alk yourself,
they literally got nothing.
Yeah.
Dude, they want your prayer XP, your 4 prayer XP.
Yeah, bastards.
Oh, there should be an item where if somebody kills you with it, it's like the martyrdom. death. You know what I'm talking about?
And then
about?
They blow up.
There's a prayer. There's you have retribution. If
yeah,
you
but
on...
that thing doesn't even do like
yeah,
any damage.
Yeah, that doesn't do anything. I'm talking like you kill them. Like you.
Yeah,
do
they die instantly.
Damage. They die.
They take 200 damage as soon as you die.
A lot good of people idea. Would be a lot more scared about killing somebody in the wilderness yep. if they knew that they might die too.
And the only way you can use that prayer is if you're wearing nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you can have stuff in your inventory, but you can't be wearing anything.
You have to have less than 1k in your inventory.
Less than 1k? Oh my god.
In your inventory.
You have to have a spade and a clue scroll.
Yeah, but you need a weapon to kill the Zami mage.
They call it Treasure Hunter's Vengeance.
That'd be pretty cool. I would vote for that.
That's funny as fuck.
Next one is, it's a meme. It has the Scarlet Witch. It's the Scarlet Witch and Thanos one where she's like, you took everything from me. He says, I don't even know who you are. So what it is Scarlet Witch is the quest final boss. She's like, you took everything from me. And then Thanos, we're in the new Natus Knot helmet with the jaw, saying, me holding the space bar, the entire quest, I don't even know who you are.
That's pretty true. Accurate for yeah. every quest. Except I actually like went through that quest. Like me and Nick actually did the quest without a guide.
Yeah, I didn't read anything though. All I did, I skipped through everything, and then I went and I looked at like what it said I had to do next.
Yeah.
But yeah, normally I don't know Dragon Slayer 2. I don't know what was going on in that quest. I don't know what was going on in Monkey Madness 2.
There were dragons in that quest, and then there were monkeys in the other quest.
Yeah, that's so many elves. I don't know what was going on in that one either.
There was songs and elves.
They were singing. It was like what do you call it? The Sound of Music. That
yep.
I but it was the Sound of Master elves. Quest. Really badly.
Desert Treasure 2. You asked for it.
Yikes. Nope. Never mind.
You asked for it.
I don't want it anymore. I don't want it anymore.
Desert
treasure
too.
I take it back.
I retract my statement.
Everybody wants Desert Treasure too.
Yikes. Can we get Lunar Diplomacy too?
No, because Lunar Diplomacy is not even a master, is it?
No, it's not. But you could have just the second one be a Grandmaster.
Yeah, but isn't Dream Mentor like a follow-on?
Oh, that's
so true. They could do Dream Mentor too, but...
But I mean, Dream Mentor sucks.
Yeah. Well, that questline is basically done, though.
They should add curses, dude.
Oh, no. Not this again.
The Temple of Sentenced Doom.
Grandmaster Slug Quest. There we go.
There we go.
The Slug Menace, Part 2.
We can move on into shit posts. And, so this is what I was already talking about, where this guy's like, is the use of ground items bannable? That plugin saves you a couple of clicks per action, seeing where or not you want to pick the item up. I think this alters the gameplay in a significant manner. If this isn't bannable, it should be added to the list.
Yeah, but again, how would they prove you're using it? Yeah,
right,
they can't, unless they're like hacking your screen and they can see what you're doing.
Sir, can we team view your computer, please? We have suspicion that you're using a overlay that is illegal to us.
Dude, I'm telling you, if they want to avoid these kinds of stupid questions, ban third-party clients. It's that easy. I don't want them to, but if it's going to come down to that, because there's all these like stupid questions with people trying to like get around things. So it's going to come down to it.
That this is like a temporary fix, and that they're like already behind the scenes long term fixing their current client, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, okay, this is what we're gonna do to appease everybody for the next 6 months while we work on the client.
I'm gonna be honest with you though, I highly doubt that's what they're doing.
Oh, me too. I do not think that's what happened.
Yeah, but let's be realistic here.
I mean, they have like JMods leaving the company left and right. There's no way that they're able to, like. And honestly,
four JMods leave this year.
And honestly, the region locked and the region locked Iron Man, Group Iron Man, all that is like they. Yeah, it's good for the community. That's stuff the community wants, but that's just another way for them to make more money off people paying for a membership for more accounts. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
The JMod thing's a little scary. Man, if we lose Ash, game's pretty much fucked.
He's probably like the top paid JMod. There's no way he's not.
Yeah, no. That honestly, they probably do pay him a lot. At least I hope they pay him a lot. And he's not, well, they're not just banking on the fact that he probably loves the game and loves working on but he definitely deserves the most money based on the amount of hours that he at least says that he works.
Yeah.
I was reading some posts by him, and he was talking about, I guess whenever he was going through a bad relationship or something like that, I can't remember, but he would be there till like 11 o'clock at night. I was like, damn, just working on the game.
That's crazy. Good guy, dude. Great guy.
Yeah.
The next post is help for 1 mil. I'm currently doing Morning's End Part 2. If anyone can bring me 4 prayer pots, 4 stamina potions, and 4 summer pies, I will pay 1 mil upon completion of the Temple of Light Maze.
Why would he post that in the forum where no one will see it?
Yeah, that one, why would you post that there? And two, it's not really that difficult getting to the fucking light maze. It takes like 20 minutes.
Honestly, if you want like instant help with something like this, I think your best chance is to pull up Twitch, go to a random RuneScape streamer with lots of viewers, and just type what he posted in the forum in their chat.
Well, no, the better way is there's that fucking CC, that delivery CC.
Oh, yeah, you can do that too.
And they don't even charge you for that. Like, they'll just bring you the shit.
And you can tip. That, but, like, I am not, if I'm on the forums, I'm not part of this delivery team or whatever, I'm not going to just trust that you're going to give me 1 mil after you beat the quest.
Yeah, give it to me beforehand.
Yeah, exactly.
Go to your bank, get it for me, okay? And I'll give you the
items. And then get your items while you're at the bank, and then give me the money.
Name is Union Thug, O with a zero. If you guys want to message him, if he's still at the Temple of Light base. And
yeah, he might still be waiting, yeah.
Some say he's still there. It doesn't even take 20 minutes. It takes like 5 minutes to get to the light maze. Because you teleport to East Arduin, go to the bank, get some extra shit out, then run over to... I mean, this is even doing it a slow way if you don't have like the TP to West Arduin.
But see, Nick, this is the issue. You're telling us how you would do it. This guy doesn't want to do it that way. That's the issue.
He doesn't want to do it at all.
He doesn't want to do it at all. He just wants someone to do it.
Post something on the forums and wait 10 hours.
Yep.
I mean, do it the way that makes sense? It is efficient to do it that way. So that way he doesn't have to leave. He can just stay there.
Yeah, but you're losing XP because he's just waiting.
Not if he brought alks.
You know he didn't. You know he didn't.
They're alking in the light maze. You He's know, like, I'm going to do that. Anytime I alk, I'm just going to do it in the light maze and just like
watch. Make sure you have these items.
Add him and message him, hey, I'm in the light maze waiting.
Bring these items that he's asking for in the light maze.
I have your items. Like,
yeah, 1 mil, please.
I got your items. Where's my mil?
All right, we'll.
I've been waiting here all week.
We'll move on into the Discord questions. All right, good. I wanted a quick pause there. I have to pee so fucking bad. Give me a second. I'm gonna go pee real quick.
Okay.
I've gotten 2 agility levels so far.
Wow, I've gotten like 20k fishing XP today.
Dude, so close.
39k, actually.
Oh, yeah, you're fucking... What, are you like 400k away or something from four, like 490 or something?
Mm-hmm.
Dude!
Don't think it'll happen tomorrow. Tuesday, maybe. Actually, no. I'll fish Tuesday, but I'm not getting it. I probably won't even play tomorrow. Wednesday won't be playing, so I might get it Thursday or Friday.
All right.
I'm back. Yeah. Depending on if I'm still alive. All right. Nick's back. Yep.
Okay. So the first Discord question, it's not really a question, it's a statement, and I found it hilarious. It's from Officer Tom, who says, Nick, quit doing Nightmare Zone Git. Now that you've done Monkey Runners 2, you can AFK monkeys with Dragon Bone Necklace so much better.
What is a git? Is that like short for an Gitmo? Idiot. Is he calling you Gitmo?
He's calling me a retard.
Oh.
It's not like it's not like the European version of calling you an idiot.
It could be. So, why... I mean, I can understand him like recommending you do that, but the whole point of Nightmare Zone is like... You can AFK for 20 minutes in Nightmare Zone, and there's, like, no penalty for you not coming back.
Exactly.
You die, and then you don't lose anything.
That's the reason why I do Nightmare Zone.
Yeah.
Is because, literally...
It's safe.
When I'm at work, I have, on my work computer, so, like, I'll have an Excel sheet, like, open up on my computer, and a timer to the bottom left. Like, you know how you can do that Windows timer? I set it to 19 minutes... And then I put my phone down on the desk, and like, nobody's gonna, like, you know, yell at me if I'm looking at my phone every 19 minutes because it just looks like I'm just sending a quick text because I'm literally just picking it up, tapping, and then setting my phone back down on the desk. So, you know, if I was picking it up like every 2 minutes or something like that, somebody's going to get mad, like be like, hey, why are you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll do whatever I'm working on my computer, and then the timer will go off, and I'll be like, oh, click it, drink some absorb potions, set my phone back down on my desk, and then
we'll get it. True.
Easy.
Easy game.
But I haven't been doing it that much lately just because work's been so busy, like even taking like 2 seconds to click something on my phone and then setting it up and whatever is too much. But I'll probably go back to doing Nightmare Zone. But yeah, that's why I do Nightmare Zone, is because it's insanely, insanely AFK. I think it's like the only thing more AFK than that is splashing.
The only thing more AFK than that is bank standing.
Yeah, and bank standing. I actually see a lot of people bank standing, like in our CC and stuff like that. Like I'll be doing diaries or something like that and running to and from the Grand Exchange a lot. And then I'll just see somebody just like standing in the GE doing nothing for like hours. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what do you do there?
I know Zazi. Every time I go there, Zazi's like AFK GE at the GE every fucking day. What the fuck you doing up there, man?
I always wonder that, like, whenever I see somebody, like, AFK in the GE, like, what are you doing? What are you doing there? Anyway, next one's a question from Timpani last. Y'all having that guy that plays RS3 was a pretty good episode. Can y'all invite anyone else? Maybe replace Nick.
XD. Two things about that.
Yeah.
One, that's mean. Nick is a good guy. Okay. Secondly, Nick, his name is Nick. His name isn't Timpani Last. It's just Timpani. It's saying last Wednesday.
Oh. it turned it into one word, so I thought. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Timpani. So for that, I would actually like to have him again, but I'm not going to do that just because like
we have who again?
Another RS3 podcast.
Episode. Hey, look, we just need to get another like RuneScaper content creator to come and do a podcast with us.
I've messaged 7 or 8 different like content creators and not gotten a single thing back.
Hey, so let's just get Post Malone on here because Post Malone plays old school.
Dude, Posty?
Yeah, dude. I'll ask him. I'll call him up. I'll ask
Posty
him
if real quick.
He wants to do a podcast with us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know he will. You know he secretly plays RuneScape.
He does. There was a video whenever he was like got his new gaming computer and stuff. Like one of the icons on his computer was old school RuneScape.
Yep. There you go.
I'll keep trying to reach out to people. The issue is that our numbers in viewership isn't very like easily found. So like if somebody goes and they look at our YouTube channel or something like that, they're gonna see like 60 views an episode and be like, wow, these guys only get 60 views per episode or something like that, when that's not the case at all.
If they wouldn't see the views anywhere else though, would they?
No, that's what I'm saying. So that's the issue, is that they won't. So, like, somebody who has even 10,000 subscribers or something like that, and they're getting a couple thousand views per video or something like that, that's about what we're getting. They wouldn't want to be on our show just because they would see, like, the 60 views or whatever.
Yeah, I wouldn't either if I was a big dummy.
Yeah, dude. We'll just go ahead and we'll delete every other avenue, and we'll just go on YouTube. Quickest way to kill a podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, if you guys want to subscribe to our YouTube channel, that would be awesome.
Do you know what's funny?
There you go.
We could try, you know, this, whether or not we actually would do this, and whether or not they would actually agree to doing it with it, because we've talked shit a couple times. Just all in good love, though, is the Wilderness podcast. I know, like, most...
I never talked shit about them.
Well, we kind of said that they were boring. Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah, it was just me, but... They, you've talked shit about them because remember you were like, oh, yeah, you went and listened to them for like 10 minutes or something like that. And you were like, anyway.
It was probably.
Yeah, you're probably right. Anyway.
We could have them on the show.
Okay.
Especially after what I just said.
Yeah, let's invite them.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen now. Let's see if Dyrus wants to do it.
Dyrus will definitely want to do it. Yep.
I'll tweet him. I'll tweet him and see what he says.
Yeah. Hey, check out my podcast and please be a host.
Guest.
Guest. Yes. Yeah, please be a guest.
Yeah, no, he ain't taking our limelight.
Oh, hell no. He ain't taking my lemons.
In all honesty, if Dyrus did want to be like another host, would we let him? If he was like, yeah, no. I'll be on your guys' show, but I have to be like another reoccurring host.
No. Just once.
You really? No, he's saying he won't do it at all. Like, it's that or not at all.
No. Yeah, come on, though. Unless he'd have to be buddy-buddy with us, you know what I mean? Best friend.
He'd have to play with us for a while.
He'd have to get Yolo Joe to Challenger, and then he could
he'd have to help boost us in the league, and then I'll let him be a reoccurring host. And then next question is from Big Mook. Question for the boys. What are your goals IRL and on RuneScape? What do you do during hard times to keep digging life and killing it progress-wise, RuneScape and IRL? Serious topic, boys. Had another kick-ass day. Stay positive, but keep progressing as well. Can't wait for the podcast. For me, goals on RuneScape, diaries, the master clue that's been sitting in my bank for a long fucking time now. That's really it. And then probably do the Karen thing. IRL, I want to run a sub 25K. That's my in real life current goal.
You want to run a 5K, you said?
A sub 25K.
A sub 20 minute 5K.
20
minute.
Oh, okay. God, I wish I could even walk a mile. That'd be nice.
You can walk a mile. I don't know.
I can walk. Yeah, I just
don't
like
want anybody thinking that you're like just some like guy who's about to lose.
Joe, you're not 800 pounds. What the fuck?
No, you're right. For a while, I was walking like 15 miles a week, so it's not that bad. So I guess my goal IRL is to go back to losing weight again, which is hard because I like food and
losing weight is like honestly the hardest things in the world.
I really like sandwiches. It's really hard to lose weight whenever like
you
I
eat can, sandwiches.
Yeah, right when there's a Subway right down the road. And then on RuneScape, you know, just the same shit. I've been trying to make some progress. I'll start grinding one thing and then decide I want to do something else. So, and how do I keep digging life during hard times? You know, you just gotta stay positive, man. You know, you can't get yourself down about, you know, stupid shit. So that's kind of what I try to do.
If you ever need somebody to talk to, we're all here. I respond to anybody who sends me a Discord message or a private message in RuneScape. So if you're having a tough time and you want somebody to vent to or something or just whatever, you don't think anybody will listen to your problems, you know, I'll listen to your problems.
Carl?
Yeah, that's me. My goal in RuneScape is to max. It won't happen anytime soon because I'm in school and it's a lot of work and very stressful and it's rough, but I'll get through it. I'll play a little bit of RuneScape on the side. Maybe I'll get 99 fishing at the end of the week.
Easy.
Maybe if I'm lucky, I'll max by the end of next year.
The end of next year? God damn!
It won't happen this year. I can't even play like 1 hour a week. There's no way.
Rip.
Yeah. I think you could get it by middle of next year.
Maybe. I'll take your
offer and stuff. The school breaks.
The 3 weeks in between semesters.
Yeah. You can get some serious fucking
games.
Yeah.
Mm.
Serious
maybe.
Kainsen.
Maybe, maybe.
And then after that, we can move on to closing out the show.
Well, which, I didn't get to say my IRL goal.
Oh, I thought your IRL... Okay, Carl, what's your IRL goal?
Dude, my IRL goal is to be fluent in Korean.
Oh, yeah, you were working pretty hard on that for a while.
Yeah, I'm still working on it.
Can you say, my name's Carl? I don't want to call you out if you can't.
Come back to me. I'm thinking. Dude.
Ajime Pasta.
It's hard to like think about it right now because of all the shit I'm cramming into my head, like school wise, like physics and like other shit. It's hard. But
just say the lyrics to Popstar and I'll believe you.
I don't know the lyrics to Popstar.
And then moving on to the fire making competition that we had last week. We had 11. Well, we actually had 12 people sign up, but one person who signed the form or like submitted a name that wasn't like an actual name, so I couldn't add you to the competition. I'm not going to call whoever the person is out on the Discord, but one person, and if you wanted to get added and you didn't, that's why. The name that you gave me wasn't like an actual old school RuneScape name, and I didn't see your name in the Discord either. So if you're a listener and you just filled out the form, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Hopefully you didn't change your name or something like that. Anyway, so the fire making competition, Wojum, I'm just going to pronounce it like that, 1131 won the competition with a total XP gained in a time period of 6 days, 23 hours, 35 minutes, and 32 seconds. Got 9,627,000 XP.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
But what's crazy is the competition was like pretty neck to neck with the top three. So the top three were him. Number two was Needs Helmet with 9,410,837. And then Zazie with 8,535,561. Yeah, the competition for a while was pretty like neck to neck between those three. Like there was a lot of, I was talking with Needs Helmet about it, but yeah, there was a lot of like people were hiding when they were online and like training about it. Like there was some serious
strategy.
These guys, yeah. Dude,
give me bond, I earn.
Yeah, so
it's just crazy. Like if you look at like some of their starting XP, right? So like Wojum has like his starting XP was like 1.6 million, which is what, like 70 something,
78 maybe.
Yeah, like 78. So he almost got 99 just from doing the competition, and then Needs Helmet went 1.8 million XP over 99 just so he could try to win the competition.
Yeah.
So that was just crazy.
And then Zazie, I saw Zazie actually like going and burning logs in the GE. That's how competitive it got. People were just going to other faster methods to try to pull it on to the top. But and then Joe got fourth with 2 million, 63,940. That's like the big gap. That's what I meant with like there was the top three, and then Big Mook got fifth place with 1,066,385. I got sixth place with 848,715. And Hawk 90, 668,940. Uncle Acid PFC, 341,960, and Thorcar in ninth place with 103,011.13, and then the bottom two had zero total gain. So
dude, that was me. I was down there.
They signed up but didn't do any fire making.
Yeah. Which, honestly, like if I signed up for it, and then after 3 days I saw people had like 3 million XP already, I would have been like, well, okay.
Well, I'll get them next time, boys.
I'll get them next week. Which, speaking of which, so because that went so well and that was a lot of fun, we're going to do another competition, and this one's going to be thieving. And I've already generated the competition for it, so I'll put the link in the actual show notes. along with the Google form. And the reason why I do the Google form is just so that, like, it's easier for me. Like, if you message me in on Discord or something like that, and then I forget about you, that way, if you put it in the Google form, I just always check that, like, every few days, and I can add you. I'll put the Google form in the show notes along with the competition link. We use Crystal Math Labs, and I'll kind of explain it. If you don't know what Crystal Math Labs is, it tracks how your XP, because there was a lot of people who'd never used it before doing this competition. It tracks your XP that you gain per day, per hour. And how it works is every time you log out is when it updates. So if you want to get a leg up, you know, 6 hours ahead of everybody, 6 hours before the competition starts, you could just train thieving for 6 hours straight. And then literally in the first second that the competition starts, log out, and then you get that full 6 hours of you training on that first second. That makes sense, right? I explained that correctly.
Yeah,
you did.
But yeah, so what you also have to do is just make sure you're updating your account too, because if you don't already have a Crystal Math Labs, like, it's not already tracking your XP, and then you don't track it until halfway through the competition, it won't actually start tracking you until after you refresh it. So.
Yeah. So wait, did we say what the next competition was, or are we going to let everyone see it?
No. I said it. It's a thieving competition.
Okay, so yeah.
Everybody do your Arty Knights, blackjacking, pyramid plunder, whatever you want to do.
Core blimey, mate. Get your hand out of me fucking pocket.
Gem stalls.
Oh, yikes. Fruit stalls.
Rice stalls.
Hostidious fruit stalls.
I'm going to be so... I'm going to be so fucking behind on this one because my thieving is only 25. So this is going to be hard to get up to par with everyone else.
I think if I finish edit, which I will finish editing the show today before I go to the gym, but I'll put it out there, and it'll probably actually come out a few hours before the competition actually starts. So if you're one of the first people to click on it, or you're in the Discord, you'll be able to know, like, oh shit, time to start leveling so I can get the faster XP method or whatever you have to do. I know Needs Helmet has 99 runecrafting, runecrafting thieving.
Yeah, so he'll be at an advantage because, like, Arty Knights at 99 is, like, ridiculous XP.
I'm pretty sure you can't fail, right?
Yeah, you can't fail. After, like, 94 with the medium diary, you can't fail.
Damn. That's insane.
Yeah.
Assuming he's going to participate.
Yeah, that is assuming he'll participate. Yeah, honestly, true. He's also an Ironman, and he already has 99. I probably wouldn't participate, but maybe he will. You know,
he wants the bond, dude.
He got second place. Yeah. Oh, yes.
He did go over 99 for fire making. So
yeah, he did might go over 99. But I will. I see Wojom online all the time. I'm just going to pronounce his name like that, Wojm. I see him online all the time, so whenever I see him online, I'll shoot him a message, and then I'll run over to you and deliver you the bond, and I'll also put it in the Discord.
So, on a side note, Nick's not online right now. Do you remember back, way, way back when we had that guy join that was, his name was Spanky?
Yeah.
And then you did the peach and the spank mode or the slap mode.
Yeah.
And then he left. So he's in the CC right now.
Uh-huh.
He said, remember when Spanky joined and left the Discord like day one? He said, that was me, Lamau. He's like, I didn't want to validate my email. So he's in here. He's playing an ultimate Iron Man. So
I just
I just thought that was funny.
That is hilarious. I did the spank emoji in the clap, and then I thought that's why he left. Because I almost saw him leave, like, literally, like, seconds after I sent the message.
Yeah. Because like,
that's when we had, like, 10 people in the Discord.
Yeah. He's OG.
Remember the first like two episodes coming back, we were trying to get people in the Discord, and there's literally nobody joined.
They kept joining and leaving because you had the wrong link up there.
But even before that, even before the wrong link thing, people were just like, nobody was even joining at all.
Yeah. And then fucking Omar. Omar is the first one that joined.
Yeah. But yeah, we can move on into iTunes reviews.
Wonderful. I'll go ahead and read the one that was about me.
Yeah.
When it pops up, let's see.
I'll do the first one. The first one from Shane Sturz. The title of it is amazing. This show makes. Oh wait, never mind. Nope. He I already read it on the show, but I'll still read it. This show makes me moist when I listen. I thought that we had two. I don't know if somebody like removed one, but yeah.
I could have sworn we had two. All right.
Yeah, same. I mean, two names. Yeah.
Well, so give us a one star. How pathetic. How dumb do you have to be?
So the one review that we have that's new for this week is by a guy named Drunken Ja. Is that how you would say it? Ja. And he says Nintendo makes my PP grow.
He's talking about the Pokemon PP.
PowerPoints. PowerPoints. PP grow. So
it's like the number of times you can use a move.
Yeah. And then you can use like an elixir to like give them more
PP. It's called PP up.
Yeah, PP up. Yep. You can increase their PP. I'm about to change my hardcore Iron Man's name to PP up just for you.
If it's available, honestly.
I'm going to check actually real quick.
I bet it's not.
Probably not, but I'll check.
Carl, you think you could do the YouTube comments while I pull up the Discord sheet?
Yeah. How do I pull up the YouTube comments?
It's right there. You scroll down.
I see. Okay. Jeffy 007 says, "You guys deserve more love than you get. Hopefully one day you get to that point." Me too, Jeffy. Me too.
Oh, you're going to love the next one. Have you seen this one? This comment?
The next one? No, yeah. I haven't.
Try reading it.
All right. Moneybag951 says, "Me and Luke were at the Roadhouse, and I said to myself, the deer on the wall looks like Nick if he'd be a deer, and Luke agreed. But we've not seen Nick, and Luke ain't heard him also. The chicken critters were good, but the buffalo sauce had white stuff in it. Unexplainable." Nice. And then
what this guy's saying at all?
I don't know, but he replied to himself saying, "Luke got the filet."
Oh, so, damn. I even upped that, you know. Luke got the filet, guys.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Did you guys see that comment? I noticed that it had 4 likes already before I liked it. I was like, who the fuck's liking this guy's comment?
I noticed it just now when you told me to read the YouTube comments.
Did you see that, Joe? That guy's comment?
Yeah, I saw that shit.
I thought that was hilarious.
Hey, look, so the name was available, so...
Wait, PP up's available?
Did you change it?
Just the way I...
He changed it! Oh my god!
PP up. Say something in the chat. Say something in the chat.
Now nobody's really gonna know who you are.
Yeah, until this one comes out. They're gonna be like, who the fuck?
Who's PP up?
You know what's kind of fucked now is it might have fucked me up in the next competition. So let me go ahead and update that.
Yeah, update your to the previous name or whatever the thing is.
Dude, someone's gonna take the name Cozy Beard now.
I don't give a fuck. I'll just make it a different thing then.
We had several people join the Discord. We had Elitist, where Elite is the 1337. And then Joe Yabro joined. Joe, you joined again?
Yeah, I joined again. That's my second account. It's my Smurf Discord account.
Brody the Killer, the Raynad, Igor, Seawaller 47, Stab 9999, Watson, and Bubbo Gadubo. That's a pretty cool name. Sometimes I wonder if people just like purposely make their name something weird. So it's difficult for me to to say it. Just like when somebody had me read Romeo and Juliet on the show last week.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
You're reading the updated Excel sheet, right?
Yeah.
I believe. Oh, okay.
And then... you guys got anything to add before?
Yeah, I was just thinking about how you Joe was talking about Dyrus being on the show, and I thought that it would be cooler if we had Skara, actually.
Skara?
I think Skara would be more sick. Interesting. Skara would be way more interesting. I'm not even going to lie about that.
Well, you laugh. Chances of getting Dyrus.
Yeah, like Dyrus would have replied.
Let's get double lift, dude. Double lift.
Okay. Dude, let's get Barack Obama on the show.
Yeah, dude. I wonder if Trump would do a podcast with us, dude. Probably would.
Let's get Trump on the show. Let's get Joe Biden on the show.
Joe Biden.
Let's get Joe Mama on the show.
Let's get Bernie Sanders.
Let's get Joe Mama on the show.
What about what's another? Let's get Putin on here. There's Vladimir Putin. Let's see if he would.
Let's
like
get Poutine on here.
Pootie Tang. Let's get some Pootie Tang.
English. He sounds very weird when he's speaking English.
What? Well, there goes our chances of getting Vladimir Putin on here.
Good job disrespecting the name of Vladimir.
Yeah. You guys should join the Discord. We have the link in the description. You can meme out and get a notification from us when the podcast has been uploaded. If you want to be heard on the show, leave us a 5-star iTunes review, or you can send us an email. We'll also read and respond to YouTube comments. And our CC is OSRS Space Weekly. Damn, Carl, you got a fun fact?
Fuck, we always forget, dude.
Shit.
Dude, tell us something about physics.
About physics?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know. You got me kind
of
off
guard. I got one for you. All right. So it's kind of like physics, right? So whenever I'm training people to drive equipment at my job, the one thing I always tell them is to make sure that their harnesses are always hooked on, because that concrete don't give.
No.
Yeah. Because if they fall off, that concrete's not going to give at all. They're just going to hit it and explode.
Damn, okay. That's pretty brutal.
Yep.
I mean, I can tell you why when, like, ice skaters are spinning, they, like, bring their arms in really close and they spin faster. No. I actually learned this in class. So I can explain why they spin faster.
Did you see the Vsauce video, though?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he literally put out an episode like a day ago going
over. Okay, well, that's a coincidence, because I actually didn't watch it. But yeah, it's basically has to do with like the moment of inertia and how like the distance of your arms or something. I don't even know. Something about inertia, though. That's how I explain things.
I can tell you exactly how it works.
I understand how it works, but I can't teach it. That's why I'm not a teacher. All right.
Okay.
I'm a student.
Go check out Vsauce's video. It's like 30 minutes long, and he talks about only that.
He'll do a better job of explaining it than I just did.
I wonder if Vsauce would come on here and tell us like how much like we don't matter. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think he would do that.
Yeah, like he'd come in like, yeah, well, you know, we're just on a planet, and this is just a minute in time, and I'm Michael and Vsauce here. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
I'm Michael and Vsauce here.
Hey, Michael, Vsauce here.
Yo, there's a guy Vsauce, I work Michael. With that looks just like fucking Michael from Vsauce. I swear to God, every time I see him.
Mm.
Every time I see him, I'm like, that's the first thing that pops in my head.
Where is your arm?
Where's your what? Arm?
Have you guys not seen that meme? Where that was like one of the things. Like he started off the video. I'm pretty sure it was like, "Where is your arm?"
Yeah, because I remember every Vsauce video I've watched and like the openings amazing. To them. I mean, I'm not gonna argue with you. He is, but I don't remember like any of his openings. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. That's just me, maybe.
You guys got anything to? Before we close out.
I can say something in Korean to end it.
All right, perfect.
All right,
go.
오늘은 여기까지.